Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Or is it? Is it actually the worst spot America has ever been in since the Civil War? Is America falling apart? Are we destroyed? Are we in all kinds of trouble? It's true that overnight the president of Haiti was assassinated and his wife with him was severely wounded. This is all worrisome. It's troublesome. Haiti was not a garden spot even before this latest attack. But one of the things that is amazing to me is that American media take this stuff seriously. There's an obsession with various things. There's an obsession, of course, by some on the right with the idea of a stolen election, that the election is going to be undone, that the former president is going to be reinstalled. No, it wasn't stolen, and no, it will not be undone, and no, he will not be reinstalled, though who knows, he could win the election if he runs for another term. And on the left, there's this insane desire to just go over every single detail of the wretched, horrible, unforgivable, disgusting, nauseating, sickening and destructive and un-American attack on the Capitol building on January 6th. Yes, it was terrible. Yes, there's no excuse for it. But really, to keep comparing it to Pearl Harbor and to keep comparing it to September 11th, I mean, it's just too much. And some of what is going on, it's just such an overstatement of where we are and what we're doing. And I'm not sure how it helps America or any faction in America or any individual at all. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. This was striking because on the Joy Reid show, there's a guy named Matthew Dowd, who's been a longtime TV commentator. He at one time was a top official in the Bush-Cheney campaign. So he is at least someone with a strong Republican background, devout Catholic, strong Republican background. But why should Matthew Dowd be saying this? Listen, it's clip 21.
Because one of the things Lincoln said was, America will never be destroyed from outside. America will destroy itself. And I think that's what I fear about right now. And one of the things, if you think about this, what would happen if after 9/11 we had done nothing? We had done nothing. Right. Think about that. If we had done nothing after 9/11. And to me, though there was less loss of life on January 6th, January 6th was worse than 9/11 because it's continued to rip our country apart and give permission for people to pursue autocratic means. And so I think we're at a much worse place than we've been. And as I've said, I think to you before, I think we're in the most perilous point in time since 1861 in the advent of the Civil War.
Okay. Does anyone agree with that out there? I mean, seriously, 1-800-955-1776. We've got all kinds of problems, but they are manageable problems. We have a problem with inflation. It's not the first time we had a problem with inflation. It's not going to be the end of the country. It's not going to be the equivalent of the Civil War. It could severely hurt a lot of people's personal finances. Your ability to buy, anything, to buy gas, for instance. And this is a serious matter. We also have a rising crime rate. Do we have a rising crime rate that makes it comparable to the kind of criminal experience that we had during the 1970s or 1980s? No. It's not that bad. Not yet. we have problems with our election system. There's no doubt. There are arguments on both sides. People on the Republican side who are very worried about fraud. People on the Democratic side who are very worried about voter suppression. I think the idea of voter suppression is insane. There is no voter suppression going on. We are having record turnouts. And it turns out that regarding fraud and confusion and incompetence, of which there is plenty, of course, in the United States of America or any country in the world, with all that going on, we still have the result on the New York mayor's race being pretty clear-cut and now definitive. Eric Adams is going to be the Democratic candidate for mayor of New York, and he is very likely the winner. Of course, Curtis Sliwa, who's been a guest on this show several times, actually, Curtis is going to be the Republican nominee. He is the Republican nominee, and he will run, I'm sure, an enthusiastic race. The odds are against him, given the fact that at this point in the history of the Republican Party, the ratio of registered Republicans in New York to registered Democrats is 7-1. 7-1. And no, it's not in favor of Republicans. The ratio of registered Democrats to registered Republicans in the city of New York is 7-1. It's the worst it's ever been. It's never been like this. And it's because remember, we've had within living memory, Rudy Giuliani was a very fine two-term Republican mayor of New York. Mike Bloomberg started off as a Republican mayor of New York. One of the reasons registered Republicans have gone away is because Mike Bloomberg ended up serving three terms. He served one as a Republican, and then he became an independent, and of course, most recently, he was a Democratic candidate for president of the United States. Look, it's a period of political turmoil. It's a period of worldwide turmoil. This is President Biden reacting to the assassination of the Haitian president, Jovenel Moise. This is clip 7. Listen.
Reaction, Mr. President, to the Haitian president being assassinated?
You need a lot more information, but it's very worrisome about the state of Haiti.
Okay, very worrisome about the state of Haiti. It is worrisome. A little bit later, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, was on CNN and spoke about the assassination of the Haitian president. This is clip 1.
Well, first, I would say the message to the people of Haiti is this is a tragic tragedy. It's a horrific crime, and we're so sorry for the loss that they are all suffering and going through as many of them are waking up this morning and hearing this news. And we stand ready and stand by them to provide any assistance that's needed. This news is just coming out, as you know, John, overnight, so we're still gathering details, we're still gathering specifics, and of course, our embassy and State Department will be in close touch, but it's a tragedy. We stand with them, and it's important that people of Haiti know that.
Okay, fine. Again, they should stand with them. Haiti has had no shortage of tragedies. And when people start talking about how everything is breaking down in America and everything is a disaster and we are in the worst place we are, Matthew Dowd, come on. Since 1861. Oh, they have revised, by the way, and people are very, very slow on this. But they have revised a lot of the casualty figures on both sides in the Civil War. Is for years and years and years, the way I was always taught growing up, there were a total of 600,000, 300,000 Confederates and 330,000 approximately Union troops who died in the Civil War. It's actually much more than that. And all of the most recent research and looking at the numbers and the medical numbers, and that, of course, doesn't even include the phenomenal percentage of people, young men under the age of 30, who lost limbs and more. A civil war was unspeakable disaster. Are we really on the point of that kind of struggle? If so, why would you think? Well, there's a big political war going on in California. We'll be speaking to the leading Republican who has a plan on homelessness, much needed. He wants to replace Governor Gavin Newsom in the recall election coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the idea that America is facing a challenge that is the worst we've seen since the Civil War. What exactly is that challenge? It's unclear, although there is a new episode in the Donald Trump versus Big Tech saga, in which I think there are millions and millions and millions of people who are more sympathetic to President Trump than to all the big tech platforms that have thrown him off their platforms. And today, President Trump began the day with a press conference announcing that he was going to sue big tech, and in fact, he would be the leader of a class action lawsuit for lots of people he believes have been unfairly and unjustifiably censored by the technology industry. This is clip 5 of President Trump's announcement this morning.
We're in a fight. We're in a fight that we're going to win. We're in a fight that people want us to take on. So many people have said to me, please, sir, do something about big tech. Sue them, sir. Sue them. And they've been saying it to me for a long time, but there has never been a better time to do it. Through this lawsuit, we are standing up for American democracy by standing up for free speech rights of every American, Democrat, Republican, independent, whoever it may be. This lawsuit is just the beginning. It's a very big suit. We'll also take this battle to the state legislatures, to Congress, and ultimately to the ballot box. And it will be a very popular one at the ballot box. I will never stop fighting to defend constitutional rights and sacred liberties of the American people. I will never stop.
And the president's lawsuit is aimed at Mark Zuckerberg, of course, CEO of Facebook, and CEO Jack Dorsey of Twitter, and as well as YouTube and its parent company's CEO Sundar Pichai. This is being described by CNN Business as a Hail Mary move after being removed from their platforms. Courts have typically dismissed similar suits, and these are likely doomed from the start as well. The idea of this lawsuit is probably a very smart political move. It keeps President Trump in the public eye, which he very much cares about, which is the whole purpose of trying to get him back on his favorite platforms. But the difficulty here is that what is the alternative to allowing people like Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and Sundar Pichai to run their own business? In other words, if you are going to use the matter of a lawsuit, and President Trump, of course, no stranger to lawsuits. He's been, since long before he got into politics, got formally into politics, he is somebody who's very litigious. He's launches all kinds of lawsuits all the time. This one is a long shot precisely because these are private businesses. And there is nothing in violation of any amendment to the Constitution or any constitutional provision that is involved with somebody basically saying, no, I don't want to publish you. Everybody has the experience of having, and you don't need a reason for it, you don't need an excuse for it, of having something you've submitted that doesn't get published. And that's what is the question here. And the difficulty of putting basically agencies of the government or of the law in charge of the way that communications businesses operate is actually more scary, I think, to some of us than the idea of allowing these companies, including companies you wildly disagree with, companies way over on the extreme left, Should they be required to go ahead and provide a platform for people on the extreme right or for people in the center if they don't want to? The president also at his press conference today, he was asked a question by a reporter about one of the favorite subjects, of course, on the left, which was a terrible day for America, which is January 6th of 2021 of this year. Here is the question. It's clips number 6 at his press conference about big tech. Listen.
Because so much of this, your banning, has to do with comments you made around January 6th, just to clarify further, what did you do to stop the insurrection, as some people call it, and why were you not able to stop it?
So that whole event, unfortunate event, just went through Congress, and a report was issued, and my name wasn't even mentioned. And I appreciate that. I was surprised, frankly, because I would have assumed that they would have come up with their typically biased, at least on the Democrat side, statement. The report came out, as you saw, 2 weeks ago. My name wasn't even mentioned. That was an unfortunate event.
Okay. His name was mentioned in a fairly, I think, extremely ill-considered impeachment attempt, which is, and that's part of what we're going through here, is because the impeachment attempt was so pointless and so misguided. Why was it pointless and misguided? Why should you bother to throw a guy out of power, to punish him by denying him the power of the presidency, when he's going to leave the presidency anyway? President Trump didn't leave the presidency because he was impeached. Part of what was so incredibly regrettable about the whole aftermath to the January 6th event was the notion of impeaching a president who was about to depart from the scene. And to do what? To establish what? And President Trump thinks his name won't be mentioned at the committee that Nancy Pelosi has put together, the select committee that is going to be headed by the congressman from Mississippi, and that Liz Cheney has already agreed to serve on. I am virtually certain that the president's name will be mentioned. And the idea that all of this needs to be replayed and replayed and replayed, rather than going forward, where there are some good ideas about dealing with some of the problems that we actually face in this country, on crime, on inflation, and yes, on homelessness. We'll be speaking to the former mayor of San Diego, who dealt with that issue when he was mayor, and is now running for governor of California with the recall election coming up. Mayor Kevin Faulkner coming up on the MedVed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Tropical Storm Elsa is bringing lots of wind and rain to Florida as it makes its way along the western coast of the state. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez reminds Floridians to monitor their phones for any weather-related alerts.
If you have reports of flooded trees, downed power lines, please do not approach any downed power lines. Report those immediately. If you have lost power, please do not use generators indoors. We ask you to use caution when lighting your homes with candles if you continue to have power outages.
U.S. job openings are reaching their highest level ever. The Labor Department saying there were 9.2 million jobs available in May, which is a new all-time record. It's also the third consecutive month a record has been set. President Biden on the road in Crystal Lake, Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, one of the great problems that every American city is encountering, there really are no exceptions, but particularly the cities of California, Los Angeles and San Francisco in particular, though even San Diego to some extent, it's a problem of what's called homelessness, which is actually a problem of transients. And transients who insist for reasons of mental illness, economic reasons, whatever reason you want, to live on streets and parks. Mayor Kevin Faulkner, former mayor of San Diego, who is running for governor of California, he is, I think, the most serious by far Republican candidate as an alternative to the current ultra-liberal Democratic governor Gavin Newsom. And he's been a guest on this show before. Mayor Faulkner, you have been emphasizing this homeless issue, and you have a plan. What can a governor actually do about this kind of challenge that you faced even when you were a two-term mayor in San Diego?
Well, Michael, it's great to be back with you. And this is an issue that I feel very, very strongly about. And we tackled it head-on while I was mayor of San Diego. I did not allow tent encampments on our sidewalk. And because if you allow what you rightfully just pointed out, what we are seeing in cities across our great state of California and other places as well, if you allow tent encampments on your sidewalks, your streets, your overpasses, people are going to die there. And we're better than that. And so we were the only big city where we actually reduced homelessness by double digits. And so I'm going to lead by example as governor of California. What is happening in all across the state is actually shameful. And you can throw all the money in the world at it, Michael, but if you don't have the political will to make a difference on the streets and the sidewalks, it's not going to change. So we have a plan that is a proven one. It works. It's compassionate yet firm. And I believe that every individual has a right to shelter. And when we provide that shelter, I believe that they have an obligation to use it. And I will enforce that obligation.
And how do you do that as governor? Isn't this normally left to local police departments and local housing authorities?
Yeah.
What can somebody up in Sacramento do about this crisis going on in Los Angeles, for instance?
Yeah, and it is a crisis. That's the right word to use. And it's exploding again by double digits, which is why I'm going to take that right to the shelter and obligation to use that and actually turn that into state law. Take away all of the excuses that so many folks use in so many of these cities and say this is going to be now the law of the land in California. As I said, I will lead by example on state property, all of our freeway overpasses, underpasses, which as you drive through Los Angeles, it's actually shocking, Michael, how bad that it has gotten. The tent encampments, the graffiti, I'm going to put an end and a stop to that, and I'm going to do that immediately.
And what does Governor Newsom say about his handling of this problem? Because no one who has traveled in California at all can escape the fact that it's gotten immeasurably worse under his leadership. What does he say?
Well, you're right. It has gotten worse. The numbers bear that out. And what we get from Gavin Newsom is the same thing, Michael, that we always get, which is a lot of rhetoric, a lot of word salad, but actually no results. And so, you know, this is, as I said, he'll talk about spending money here, spending money there. But if you fundamentally do not have the political will that says it's not okay to allow somebody to live in a tent in front of somebody's house or somebody's business, it's not going to change. Gavin Newsom appointed himself the homeless czar a couple years back. Well, that's why Californians are so angry, so frustrated, because they've seen zero results, and it's actually gotten a whole lot worse.
You mentioned the question of graffiti. You brought it up, which is also a big concern of mine. And again, you're talking about vandalism. You're talking about, I mean, I know what it is. You know what it is to try to build a small business and then to have your neighborhood and the whole appeal of your business trashed by people spraying whatever on the side of your business in your neighborhood. What can be done on a state level to deal with that? Because I think most people just hate it.
They do, and it gets to pride, right? It gets to pride in your city, pride in our neighborhoods, pride in our business district. And to see what's happened in California, you know, particularly over the last several years, it's a scene that people don't even recognize, and rightfully so. And so, again, it starts with leadership that says it's not okay, it's not acceptable, I'm going to change that, just like I did as mayor of San Diego. And that's why this recall really is a referendum on Gavin Newsom's failures. And these are failures all across the board. There's a reason why 2 million Californians signed that petition. And, you know, the Republicans, Democrats, and independents, all people who are fed up about what they're seeing on our streets, fed up about their quality of life, fed up about how expensive our great state has gotten, and fed up with a governor who doesn't seem to do anything about it. And I don't care what your political, you know, persuasion is. No one wants to step over needles when they're trying to walk into a business or go home at night. It's just unacceptable. I'm going to change that.
Okay. In terms of other things that need to be changed in California, one of the things that got rid of the Gray Davis when he was recalled and replaced by a Republican named Arnold Schwarzenegger was the whole problem of delivering energy. And that seems to be back. I mean, in terms of contributions to wildfires and with inflation going on, that's a big concern for a lot of Californians, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And, you know, if you fundamentally can't keep the lights on in your state, you're not doing your job. We're already having flex alerts here in California. Because this, again, Gavin Newsom gives a lot of lip service and rhetoric, but actually doesn't provide for the additional generation that we need to ensure that we're actually going to keep the lights on and have sustainable energy. And so, you know, as we're trying to attract and grow businesses, which is very tough because our state is too expensive to begin with, who's going to want to locate that business if you know that you don't have reliable power to keep the lights on? That's just crazy. And so this is becoming a huge issue this year because we're facing it again year after year over the last several years under Newsom's failed leadership. And so many folks are scratching their heads saying, again, you talk about things, Governor, but you never actually do anything about it.
Has there been any discussion yet? And I'm sorry, I don't know the answer about whether you're going to have a chance to debate the governor before the recall election?
Oh, I would love to. I'd love to do it today, tomorrow. I doubt he's going to do that. I think he's trying to do everything he can to not be in front of voters. But look, they've set this recall. It's now September 14th. I'm ready. Our campaign is ready. And voters are deserve to have this type of debate, but I doubt that Gavin Newsom's going to do it, because he doesn't want to stand up and defend that which is undefendable.
Okay, I'm going to put up at our website at michaelmedved.com information on how people, even people from outside California, can get involved with this campaign. Because this year, this is... could be the most important election, more important than the New York mayoral election or the election for governor of New Jersey. I mean, imagine what it would mean if a failed, ultra-liberal, very woke leadership by Governor Gavin Newsom was replaced by a practical, pragmatic, and, extraordinarily persuasive conservative spokesman like Kevin Faulkner. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. This is for the good of California, for the good of the country. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I'll be back.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bloomberg is reporting, this is not Mike Bloomberg, the individual, this is the news gathering company, that Russian government hackers breached computer systems of the Republican National Committee last week. Around the same time, a Russian-linked criminal group, well, that's the Russian government too, unleashed a massive ransomware attack. This according to two people familiar with the matter. And Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the New York City mayoral primary. There were almost a million votes cast in the New York mayoral primary. He won by 8,500 votes over Catherine Garcia. And we will find out what happens in the general election. He is almost certain to win. It's been a very major boost for those of us who are worried about the surge in crime. By the way, there's another New York politician who's also going to be on the ballot in November, a year from this November. And he has every intention of running for re-election if he survives impeachment and more. I'm talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo. He did a press conference today, and he said this about what's necessary for dealing with the surge in crime in New York in particular, where he actually declared a state emergency. This is Governor Cuomo. Listen.
We need a new model of public safety. That is clear. We need to restore the relationship between the community and the police. That is clear. And it's time to do it. It is time to do it. The community demands it. It takes thought. It's not easy.
Okay, it's time to do it? I mean, he's been governor for three terms. He's in the middle of his third term. And we have to restore the relationship between the community and the police? Okay. Look, do I think that he might be able to work much more effectively with Mayor Eric Adams than with Mayor Bill de Blasio? Sure. But the success at any of this depends upon common sense. And you don't make people safer when they are menaced by just incredibly depraved and disgusting hoodlums. And the gang warfare that is going on in New York and in other big cities, in Chicago most horribly of all. You don't make progress unless you pay attention to people who have made progress in the past. Bill Bratton served two terms as New York Police Department Commissioner. And he has concurred about the crime in New York City, but the legislature's criminal justice, quote, reform began, in his estimation, the crime surge. Here is Bill Bratton on CNN about what to do, about the fact that people do feel less safe and much less safe today in many cities around the country, nearly all of them. Listen.
Because until 2018, we had conquered crime in New York City. Homicides were down by 90%, overall crime by 80%. But then the legislature in Albany in New York got into the mix with a well-intended but incredibly flawed criminal justice reform set of initiatives. And thus the crime epidemic began in New York. So you don't have to look too far as to where it began. It began basically in Albany. Now Albany's going to try and solve it after the fact. Good news is that we conquered this once before. It may take a little longer this time because of the terrible politics that we have in the country right now with neither side talking to each other. But believe me, police are going to have to be an essential element to basically dealing with this problem. And right now, they're demoralized, dispirited, defunded in many locations. New York City, for example, is still basically defunding their police by almost $1 billion from last year. So if you want to solve the problem, you got to figure out who can help to basically most quickly deal with it. And right now, most cities don't have those answers.
And this is one of those things that needs attention at not just the state level. It needs attention at the federal level. And when you have somebody like Bill Bratton who is speaking out on this, who has basically changed policing for the better across the country, he can go to exactly why they need to get rid of this idea of no cash bail. In other words, that somebody gets arrested, then out they go, back onto the streets, without putting up any money for their security, and basically just on the promise that now we'll be good. So much of this involves professional criminals, career criminals, people who go in and out the door and are simply let out too quickly. We took the great advances in public safety that were made by Mayor Giuliani and were made by Bill Bratton and were made by when he Bratton came out, he served the same kind of a service in Los Angeles. And part of everything, the sense that everything is falling apart in the country right now, has to do with the basic, very basic feeling of security that people need. And it's actually amazing that it's taken this long to reach this kind of level of concern. One of the things that I know has been talked about is the president doing a major initiative on this. And part of it would be to send a very strong message to our police officers that, yes, they are supported. Appoint some tough cop with a credible record, someone like Bill Bratton, as head of a policing new initiative, and not a new initiative to bust the police or to do what Andrew Cuomo said, quote, restore the relationship between the community and the police. It's a new initiative to go after criminals. And look, that part of this can actually be the kind of thing that could cut across political lines. For instance, one of the things that Democrats seem to be in love with is the idea of new gun laws. How about instead a really serious attempt, national attempt, to get guns out of the hands of gangs? People with records of violence in virtually every state are not supposed to enjoy the privilege, the right, of owning firearms. You lose it. And the necessity to do something like that, to put a new initiative on not simply going against guns as a material object, as a tool that can either be harmless or very positive in terms of protecting decent people from assault and from assault to their homes, or they can be terrible in the wrong hands. The point over here is that with all of the conversation about the soaring rate of crime and people saying, well, it's gun crime, it's gun crime, it's gun crime, and they, by the way, to some extent, these figures do get a little bit inflated. Because if you look at the figures of homicides, for instance, it's 22,000 people have died in gun deaths so far this year. That's right, 22,000 in half a year. But the majority of those deaths, a slight majority, are suicides, which is another American problem that leads to this sense that we have right now of crisis and things just not going the way they should. Give you another example. The vaccines. The vaccines are down in terms of the people who are willing to get them. Now, that's partially because most Americans have gotten vaccinated now, at least one vaccine. And this is what Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, will get to that. And what she says, with the president basically now asking, please, please get your vaccine. There must be a better way to run this program and to overcome the determination by now a majority of people who are not vaccinated who say they'll never get vaccinated. Why not? We will get to that and to the collapse of friendships. Do we have a friendship crisis along with everything else? We'll get to it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.